This podcast is rated R. It is not intended for people. But then who is it for?
Who knows?
Fucked if I know.
Yeah, it's for fucked if I know.
Okay. I just needed dead air.
The dead air to place that.
Timer now. So, this is Fucked If I Know, episode 1.99999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 1.66 and 1.33, respectively.
Oh.
We're waiting for 2 until Nick comes back. So,
That's funny.
As should be obviously apparent then, that Nick is not yet here. So, I've dragged people with me again. Introduce.
It's me, Paul, again. My girlfriend, Shayna.
Hi.
Yes. Not mean. Wait till we start talking. Before we go any farther, we'll do information right now. I'll start this time with the website, which is http://fiik.podomatic.com. No spaces, no hyphens, a few periods, one big word. We have an email address.
fiikpodcast@gmail.com. That's fiikpodcast@gmail.com.
And of course, we have our wonderful, wonderful voicemail. I know the number. Oh, come on. Number. They're digits.
206-203-3445.
Which can also be translated to 206-203-FIIK. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm entirely proud of that. Okay. Two more things to drag out. I still want websites to plug, topics to talk about, and amusing things to embarrass people with. And of course, we have voicemail, so you can do it yourself, and I'll play it at the end of the show.
And where were those blowjobs, people? I didn't see that email filled with blowjobs. We expected blowjobs.
We got one. It was a voicemail.
We got one.
It was an audio blowjob.
Ooh. And for all of you who can't see me, obviously, I am shaking my fist in anger from the lack of blowjobs. Oh, man.
This makes me look bad.
True. It does sound bad.
Yeah, I guess. Kind of, maybe, possibly. So, how have you been for the last, 4 weeks? I think we're at episode technically 5.
We made it to the very skeptical episode 5.
If you count episode 0, episode 1, and then the 3 points, this is episode 5.
Ooh.
However, it is officially 1.9 at infinite.
I have been well. Still unemployed. Though Rouse has a job for me.
Who isn't here?
Yes.
Bastard.
He's supposed to have work for me, but it's not looking too good right now.
Yeah.
Seems like his promotion will never come.
That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah. How about you, Doug? How have you been since I last seen you?
I got shirts.
Yay.
Rogues. Original gangstas. Sorry,
awesome.
Bad pun. And I'm plugging once again the jinx.com. I did it last episode, too. I was so happy.
Good job.
Now they need to pay me. I wonder. Advertisement for money. I should email them.
Or advertisement for shirts.
Ooh. I like that.
Free and shirts t-shirts. Are always good.
I'm going to go into a whole advertisement spiel. They do have a lot of cool things.
Very true, very true. Lots of cool things there.
It's have you seen that? Dead Like Me?
No, I have not.
You were all missing out. I like know one person that's seen this show. It was an HBO thing.
Ah, that is why
I don't have HBO.
Nor do I. I did at school, though, and I I never watched it. Oh, because there was no porn.
Oh.
It was school HBO, so they, like, I don't know, just looped back through the movies when it came time for porn for the Skinamax. I was sad for a while. But then I remembered, oh, wait, I'm at school. I have a T3 line. and I was right to the downloads. Good times.
I'm actually trying to keep track of things we've talked about and things that I said I would put in the notes because I've been bad with that.
We should hire a minute taker.
Ooh. But that involves paying people.
We can pay them with virtual blowjobs that you, the listeners, send in.
I wonder if this will work. Of course, we'll have to get, like, somebody off the corner.
We could get Harmon to do it. Harmon would do it for virtual blowjobs.
You're giving me last names to blurb out.
Oh, yeah, forgot about the names.
Well, I guess I could email them or IM and say, hey, do you care if we put your last name on the internet?
We could call them.
We don't need to. No, okay, I'll go back to Dead Like Me. I've only seen 3 episodes. It's basically this girl gets hit in the head by a toilet seat from Mir as it was coming back into Earth.
Yeah.
And the toilet seat broke off and crash landed into her head.
Huh. Interesting.
And she died. And was reborn as a Grim Reaper.
Ooh.
And so she has to go take people's souls before she dies, and it's great.
And she has to take souls before she dies.
Before people die.
Oh.
So she runs around and tries to take their souls.
That would be fun. I want to be the Grim Reaper.
You'd have to. You gotta watch. It's.
Do I have to die a comical death?
No.
Oh. Because I'm willing to. I'm willing to die a comical death for the sake of becoming the Grim Reaper.
Well, one of them. There's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you will die a comical death anyways.
No, I plan on dying a whorehouse heart attack.
Blink, blink.
Basically, die once I have an orgasm.
Aha.
A happy death.
A happy death. But see, the problem with, like, dying during sex is your partner would have to die. Because finishing off and then being attached, kind of creepy.
Yeah. Then I just get a whore. But I don't want to do it to someone I love, because then they might become catatonic. They'd be like, oh, I just had sex with, but he's dead? How long?
It would suck. Have, like, a penis of a dead guy stuck inside of you. Disturbing.
Speaking of penises on dead people and having sex with them, I have yet to see Clerks 2, and I want to so bad, because Clerks is such an amazing movie.
Jane Silent Bob.
How did we just go from...
Because in Clerks, when I think it was when Dante's girlfriend comes into the store, she goes in to use the bathroom, but Dante's too busy. He was on the roof playing hockey, I believe, and she has sex with him. Eventually, they find out it's the dead guy that went in there earlier to use the bathroom. He actually had taken a porno and went to crank one out, and he died in the process. And then she had sex with his dead body.
That's disturbing.
He died with an erection on the toilet, so...
So I guess with girl on top, it really wouldn't matter.
Indeed.
Because then they keep on going until they're done.
Yeah. Good old rigor mortis. It's better than Viagra.
I'm gonna have to go look up how to spell that properly, but...
V-I-A-G-R-A.
I think he meant rigor mortis.
Oh.
I gotta keep the list of topics interesting so that people sit there and go, what the hell were these people talking about?
So we can have recap. Last week on Fucked If I Know.
Oh no. Fuck. Oh wait, I'll do that later.
Oh, so have we finally given up on the PG-13 rating?
I introduced it as R.
I know, but I mean, is it official? It'll always be dead, but...
Oh, yeah, because how many fucks can we put out in, like, 20 seconds?
Ooh, yeah, we can put out a lot. Fucked if I know.
We really need to get somebody to count all the fucks in one episode. Not counting 1.3, because that was a half an hour episode, and I was talking to myself.
It's always fun.
Oh my god, I'm still in shock that I managed to put out a half an hour of me talking to myself.
Interview with the Doug?
Oh yeah, yeah, well, I was attempting to come up with conversation topics, and nobody would give me anything. I'm like, hey, do you want me to say something on the air? I'm recording myself talking, and my responses are boobs, penis, and vagina.
Boobs make me laugh.
Especially if they jiggle.
Yeah.
I don't have the link to that website anymore. Oh well.
Oh.
Flash animation where you put your mouse over the girl and she pulls up her shirt and they bounce out. And then you move the mouse off and she puts it back.
Oh, that's funny. I have an icon of some jiggling boobs.
Excuse me?
They're doing the old helicopter boobies thing, so they're pretty comical.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see that and delete it.
I have a video of my friend taking a scarf, putting him over her nipples, and going... She will kill me if I put it online. She told me not to show anyone, but I failed that when I took it. I went to work that day, and with my camera, I was like, hey, you should see this, and I showed them the video, and they just start laughing. It's like, yeah, she told me not to tell anyone or show anyone.
Good job, Doug.
What I figured is they don't know who she is. It's not technically showing them. Because it won't get back to her unless they run into her later. And she's like, oh my god, you're the person that had the thing with the boobs.
Your scarf boobs.
And now I should go put it on YouTube. No, Lisa, I won't. I promise.
Speaking of video on the internet, I thought Google and all them were really heavily checking their videos to watch for anything of the mature content.
Just leaning on me? You're like, jeez.
I thought they were...
Lean on me.
I thought they were cracking down on that, but no. Today we were hanging out with our good friend Hyman, and there we are. You know, we were sitting there looking for that Asian guy that gets undressed the fastest.
Quit leaning on me.
But... You know, we end up finding porn. Lots
on
of
Google?
Porn. Yeah, Google and YouTube.
Wow.
Everywhere.
Oh, I'll do
it
that.
It was crazy. But, no biting. It tickles.
Trampoline.
Girlfriend's biting my chest and it tickles.
Google prawn.
He lies.
Oh. But, yeah, I was shocked.
Damn it, I don't have the setup. That's on there. And it wouldn't matter because I got it set up on the microphone right now. Oh, well.
What?
My friend Joe's horribly drunk right now. Oh, Joe! Joe was on last week. He's drunk. And I asked him what the secret of the universe was, and he sent me a video on YouTube. And it was cute. It was this fox like on a like a wild fox on a trampoline.
Yeah.
And it was adorable. not very much the secret of the universe, but close.
So what is the secret of the universe?
42.
Exactly. Oh, speaking of drunk people and asking the meaning of the universe and life, you know, things like that. My friend Colin, we were hanging out, at a friend's house, drinking, and, for him, 151 is like water.
Oh, I love 151.
So, I hear 151 is like water for you, too.
Oh, great. Stories are getting around?
Yeah, I've heard you use sake to chase your 151, or was it the other way around?
I don't
remember.
Like sake.
Really? I love sake.
I tried it. Maybe it's too whiskey-ish.
I love sake.
Alcohol is bad. Don't drink it.
Oh, that's such a lie.
I'm 21, so I'm allowed.
I'm not. I'm 20. Speaking of the drunk people and asking the meaning of life in the universe, I was asking my friend Colin, like, Colin, what is the meaning of life and all of that? He's like, you don't know how drunk I am. Let me explain. You don't know how drunk I am. I'm drunk like Goku is Super Saiyan 3. You're just Super Saiyan. No, I'm Super Saiyan 3. You don't know how drunk I am. You'll never get it. Understand, never. I'm Super Saiyan 3. You're Super Saiyan. I'm drunk.
That's the thought processes of drunk people.
We never did find out the meaning.
No, it's saddening.
Well, I did find out I'm only a Super Saiyan 1.
Because you suck at life.
I'll never make it past being a Super Saiyan.
Oh, well. I guess. You made it that far, I guess.
Yeah. So.
She's chewing on bubble.
Not chewing.
No, oh, just nibble, biting.
Now I'm chewing.
Well, then.
Want to hear Paul squeak with, like,
no,
a girl?
No, we will refrain from that.
Oh, but it's so cute.
Refraining from
especially
that.
When his voice cracks.
I gotta do what I can to not, voice crack. Because it happens on a
She's probably referring to earlier. I was driving and my phone, since I can't leave it in my clip, has to stay in my has to stay in my lap. So since phone stays in my lap, I kind of have it on.
So I kind of called him and
it was on vibrate and I was surprised.
He got excited.
I got surprised because the phone was on vibrate and it was in my groin. I went ooh and my voice squeaked. It cracked. It was which number?
Damn it!
Hang on, let me check for Rouse.
I'm gonna hit pause.
Would you get your hand off my butt?
Amazingly enough, that phone does pick up.
Huh.
Kind of. I am getting like an echo, which is. Do what? Oh! You're calling.
What?
Nick!
Meow?
Yeah.
Speak up louder. And things.
Okay.
No, because... Oh, wait. I can... Am I recording? Yeah, I am recording.
Oh. We're still recording.
Yeah, well, I hit pause. And... Yeah. Right
indeed.
Now. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you do?
I got to town a few hours ago. Just went online now and I saw that you had your message up as you were recording. So,
20 minutes in or so.
Isn't it on pause?
Yeah. No.
I unpaused it. So, what number did you call me on?
My dad fell.
Okay, well, I'll have to delete that.
Is he home? Nick, are you home?
Yeah. I'm at my parents' house right now.
Oh, I thought you would... Doug said you're coming back Wednesday.
I thought you were coming back later.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'll see you guys in two. Alright, bye.
Alright.
Wait.
What?
Is he coming over?
Yes. Yeah, Nick's coming over.
Oh, okay.
So, hey.
Well, we're going to have Nick.
Yeah.
He can tell him all about Australia now. And I'm trying to put the microphone back in the stand because I...
Wait, he went to Australia?
Yeah, he went...
Lucky bastard.
Well, his girlfriend, didn't he spend, like, a lot of his... I forgot how... Well.
He spent, like, $3,000 going to Australia.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big number.
To see Steph, was she singing? Was it singing? I don't quite remember. Was it Steph? No. I have forgotten Nick's girlfriend's name.
Oh, Leslie.
Leslie. Thank you, Doug. I was... Oh.
You were a girlfriend ago.
Yeah, I was an entire girlfriend ago. Oh God, please no, Doug. No, Doug just brings back bad memories. Bad memories.
You know, okay. I did actually go and look up all the slander and libel laws.
Yes.
You know, like recording with sound and the things and. But apparently, the only time it can actually be considered slander is if you are saying something with the exact intent of lying. So of course, if I were to say, Ryan, you are straight, I know I'm lying, and if he took that as an offensive, he could sue me. Of course, it's Ryan, so he won't. I love you, Ryan!
You sound like a weasel.
I am traumatized by Doug. Not you, Doug, but the show, Doug. And not by the show, mainly from Colin, again. Scary. Basically, was with a girl, we were naked, he was standing in the doorway with hand in his pants. He was there for about 10 minutes. Doug was on TV at the time.
Aha.
Yes.
Well, I guess it can't be as bad as the neighbors across the street. But we're not going into that because parents and family, I think, actually listen.
Oh, Raffle. Raffle. That was funny.
Slander/libel.
Well,
I've got a nice list.
Indeed,
so
there is a nice list going.
Yeah, well, we're actually, like, halfway through, almost, give or take a few, a little bit.
Well, since Doug wanted plugs, I don't know how right this is, but neonet.com or neonet.com/phpbb, I'm not sure.
Google.
Yeah, Google it. Basically, it's my forum board that's only half complete. Basically, all we have up right now is a introduce yourself. And I believe I have two things up for blogging, so I was going to set up a place for people to put video blogs if they wanted to do that, you know, share, like, interesting things you do, maybe, like, put Mentos in Diet Coke, or picture blogging, like, going somewhere and taking a picture up some girl's skirt and be like, ha ha ha, look what I did, raffle, raffle, raffle.
Boobs.
Exactly, or that. There might be something else on there, but I'm not sure. I also have a co-mod for that, Mr. Hyman. Basically, he'll probably just, if he ever does decide to put anything on there, probably just review things. So you can post somewhere, maybe, in the blogging, I'd like to hear a review about maybe, say, Vast Deferences or Big Mouth Bass or Ford Trucks.
Okay.
I don't know.
When you get home and whatnot, if you send me the link, I can actually put the link in the notes.
Aha.
And then I can actually properly plug you rather
Yay.
Than... I think my website is...
Yeah. I can't remember. That's... Yeah. I made it because my friend was sad and I wanted to change topic.
MySpace.
What about... I hate MySpace.
It's useful.
True.
Hey, let's play some MySpace and find some 14-year-old girls that just inappropriately. It's a game of MySpace.
Ew. I met you on MySpace, hon.
No, not... Well, kind of, sort of, not really.
Kind of, sort of, not really.
I got a pussy.
Me too.
No! That is the computer. You do not sit on it.
But Kitty's so cute.
He was... Did you not see him going, I'm gonna jump?
Ooh, I got a new puppy.
Did you call it?
I'm allergic to cats. No, you can't bring the cat up here when I'm allergic to it. Thank you, hon. Thank you. Yes, bring the thing that can kill me right to me. No, I named him Orochimaru.
His name's Patches.
I named her Orochimaru because Snake Man's my favorite villain out of all of Mega Man.
Notice how that is a boy villain and this is a girl dog.
Ooh, I'm getting ow!
What was that?
I stepped on the table while standing up to try and get to...
Kitty is trying to give some commentary.
Kitty. Kitty.
Come here, you're so cute. I love you.
Gotta let Nick in.
I think so.
Oh.
I am going to talk about something.
Oh my god, I love your kitty. I want it.
Talk about my cat.
What kind of kitty is it? Oh, it's going. It's following you. Oh.
Okay, well, don't talk about it.
The best time, the best type of kitty.
His cat is very cute. It's a black and caramelish colors. I don't know what its name is.
I like pie. Do you like pie? Oh, speaking of pie, we made this really good
peanut butter.
Reese's peanut butter cupcake. We bought its Jell-O. It's no Jell-O, no bake cake thing. It's so good, and it takes like... Well, it took us like an hour to make it, not even like...
It had a 15-minute prep, and it took an hour to chill.
And then it was good to eat, and it was delicious.
It was very
delicious.
Effing
delectable.
And it was only $3.99. You can find it at your local supermarket.
It was effing delectable. I loved it.
Are we talking about food?
Yes. Talking about the cake we made.
Peanut
Friday.
Butter cup.
A Reese's peanut butter cake.
It wasn't Reese's. It was just
it
a
was.
Peanut butter cup, but it tasted like Reese's.
Hon,
and didn't say it was called Reese's.
It was. Yeah.
Paul is no longer speaking.
Yes, it did. Why?
No!
I had no tickling, no tickling.
Nick thought we were in the garage again.
Oh, Nick thought we were in...
No,
oh.
He's not here. He just like, hey, are you in the garage? And it's like... But you're not here.
I like Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompa. Doobity. Oh, God, the echo. No, it's like a half a second delay, so
yeah.
I'm trying to sing, but at the same time I'm hearing it, so I'm trying to sing with myself.
So it's a round robin.
I didn't do it.
Who stole the cookies from the cookie jar?
I did.
That's not how it goes.
Oh, well.
Sure it does. It goes
I was
like
really
that.
Hungry for cookies. I couldn't pass
sugar
it
cookies
out.
Are delicious.
Food slash cake.
It was pie.
Slash
it was cake.
Pie.
You said I like pie.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, let's go off on a tangent about pie, where it's really actually a little mini cake.
Meh.
Close enough. Yeah. Aww. Oh, I should probably get Nick a chair. Huh?
I've just been licked.
That sounds really dirty. It was his only. It was his.
Oh, at least it wasn't.
It
like,
was. That sounds just as bad.
Oh.
It was his face.
Well, I don't know. It can't be as bad as what we were talking about earlier with my tongue being too wide.
Oh God.
Or something while I'm licking.
Hyman's is long and Paul's is wide.
And apparently, I cover.
More surface area.
Too much surface, exactly.
I did not say that.
We're
look
currently
how huge
displaying
it is.
Our tongues.
See, mine's normal. I can make mine fat and skinny.
Good job.
I love having weird people on my show.
Thank you.
It's always great. This is entirely the opposite of last week. Last week was...
Yeah, I heard last week was kind of draggy.
Oh no, last week was really good.
Or what was it? I heard from a listener that one episode was kind of draggy.
Oh, it might have been. It was either 1 or 1.3, because both of which were. The first one was, wow, we don't know what we're doing. The second one was me by myself. And then after that, we were having people, and there was actually conversation. Last week, I thought went really damn well, because we were God, we were talking about something.
You know who I thought about? Who could be on here? Lund. We could devote some time to
London
Monkey Ball.
Bridges falling down.
Lund can speak about Monkey Ball. Because Monkey Ball is crack.
Oh,
and it's good. It's good crack. I like.
Just don't get the DS game.
Why? I love it.
It's weird.
I like it. I like it.
Kidding.
I like using the stylus to move my Monkey Ball.
I have no words. Wow. Oof. That timer actually. Oh, that's weird.
Ooh, I'm wearing full socks.
You are. Xbox 360 has a game that's similar to Monkey Ball. But they call it, like, Marble something or rather.
Marble Madness?
Maybe. I don't know. But basically, instead of moving the world, you move the marble. And you have the ability to jump. So it's
speaking of moving the world, guys, you've got to play this game. It's called Katamari. You roll things into a giant ball.
Katamari Damacy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I was kind of disappointed with We Love Katamari.
We love Katamari.
Like I don't know. I was.
That sounded so I can't explain this the delay, but sometimes it sounds cool and sometimes it's creepy. Like when I'm because I'm talking right now and I'm hearing what I've just said, not like when you can hear yourself talk.
Kind of like an echo.
Yeah,
echo.
Actually, that's really what it is. And the We Love Katamari thing sounded cool.
Would you like me to do it again?
Sure, why not.
No.
You offer and
yeah. Yeah, hey, she does that to me a lot.
Okay.
Offers and says no. Ow.
So I had to tell you no?
I just got hit.
Okay, you deserved
it. Remember that.
We love Katamari.
You guys, when we're done, you just gotta put the headphone on and do it yourself.
Boop, boop, be doo.
Okay, let's hit answer and not hang up.
Moo, cluck, moo.
What?
Front door, back door.
Front door, it's why it's open.
Okay. Do you have any water or something I can drink?
I got ice cream.
Okay.
Something I can drink. I have ice cream.
Ooh, ice cream?
Oh, hi. I forgot. I can't hang up on speakerphone.
Speaking of ice cream, this is stuff called Luigi's Italian Ice. It comes in strawberry and lemon, or you can get them mixed. It's really good. Buy it. You'll love it.
Our listeners are probably unemployed. Maybe the few that are employed are probably like, I don't know, a girl told me to buy something. Is she a hot girl? And I would say yes. Yes, she is.
Does she have big boobs?
Indubitably. 36C.
You're not supposed to know that.
I've known that for a while. I guessed it.
It took me like 5 times.
It did not take you. It took me 2, because the first I guessed 34, because I figured, 36 seems kind of generic. Maybe you're a bit under, but no, I was wrong.
Bumbly jumbly.
It happens. I can't always be right all the time.
I've arrived.
Yay, Nick is here.
Mazel tov!
Nick hit the
brilliant Nick, who just walked into a fan.
Nick walked into a fan.
And brought me canned platypus.
Let me see the canned platypus. OMG.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Just drop Mountain Dew.
Hang on, wait, there's...
And of course...
Canned platypus.
An ice cream sandwich.
Yes!
There you go.
Thank you!
It's canned platypus.
Platypus. I have Mountain Dew, new dog. Oh.
Thank you, Doug.
I have
ice cream now. And platypus in a can.
Canned platypus.
But it's
export quality.
But it's platypus in a can. It's a hodgepodge in a can.
It's a mistake in a can. You take my chair, I will...
It's God having fun playing Spore.
Back from a foreign country. You take my chair, I will kill you.
Yeah, at least I didn't have to go through extended customs, or else I would demand that chair.
No, if you were taking extended customs, you'd be sitting next to Paul on a nice comfy couch.
I wouldn't be saying at all.
You know, there's this kid's show called The Big Comfy Couch.
Oh, I remember that show.
It's still on, I think.
That show is creepy.
Yeah.
Nick, you have to regale us with your stories of that country where the water supposedly flows backwards.
Welcome to Oz.
It does. Water does indeed flow backwards in China Land. Wait, I mean Australia.
Hurrah.
Sydney has the second largest Chinatown in the world, and our hotel was just two blocks from it, so we were surrounded by a bunch of Chinamen.
Oh, so you didn't get to see any of the drag queens.
Did you say drag queen?
Yeah. Dude, Australia...
San Francisco.
No, Australia is actually... Sydney is, like, the capital for, I think it's, like, transvestites, transgenders, and drag queens. Oddly enough, I've always wanted to go there.
Back of the couch, like, do you mind?
Oh, sorry, hon. Yeah, oddly enough, I've always wanted to go there for that very reason. Maybe
that reason and that reason
alone. Should you become a transvestite?
No, I wanted to get a lap dance from a transvestite. I thought that'd be kind of funny.
Well, you know, I could hook you up.
Wait, what?
I said, I've always wanted a lap dance from a transvestite.
And then she said that she can hook him up, which makes me reason to believe that she's not really a she, whoever she is.
No, I've looked.
Girlfriend.
I've looked several times. I know.
But if the penis detachable penis, keep it in the freezer. It's hard that way.
Still questionable.
I do, though, know someone, though. So I could always get a lap dance from...
Can't
Vince?
Really
cool.
No.
Why?
Speaking of retarded people.
Because I saw it and thought of you.
What do you, the listeners, think of vampire ninjas?
Ninjas?
I have a friend who...
My false girlfriend, I don't really know you, so one of those aren't reserved for you.
Oh, one is reserved for me? I feel special. Huzzah. Mm-hmm. I shall take the... crocodile.
No, get the koala!
But the koala's... Okay, yeah, because the koala looks like it's humping a tree.
I really want to
open
it!
Or the kangaroo!
I'm opening.
No, I have a koala.
But I'm afraid!
Thank you, Nick.
No, it's like...
It won't jump out and eat
Nick,
you.
But
it's
it
not
could.
A purple beanie baby.
But it could.
I have a koala humping a branch pin.
Nick, how did you smuggle a platypus out of the country? And why didn't
it
you...
It says export quality right on it.
Okay, well, why don't they have, you know, Australian guy in a can?
Smells like a bad porno.
There you go. I am now officially opening. I am now officially opening casting for Australian guy in a can, the porno.
We definitely need to find some Australian guys to do it because I don't.
Oh yeah,
the
Australian guys' accents totally hot.
Yeah, I don't want some fake accent.
Actually, no, not really. Their actual accent really, really is crappy and. Hurts your ears to listen to it.
Yeah, what's the time?
Now, their export accent, you know, their export culture, as you can refer to it,
that accent,
the one that they use after they hear that you're an American, that accent is hot.
Hmm.
So once they know, oh, you're an accident, they start pronunciating words and it sounds good?
Yeah.
Hello, mate. Would you like to buy a nice big juicy kangaroo?
So
actually, I had kangaroo. It was pretty good.
Kangaroo?
Yeah, I ate kangaroo meat.
Mm.
That's scary.
What's the time difference over there?
They're 14 hours in the future. I'm back from
Ooh.
Today was a really freaking long day. Well, actually, no, it's yesterday here, too. But, or tomorrow.
It's
here,
Nick
today.
Of the future.
But basically, the 21st? Yeah, no, the 22nd was a really long day for me. Because, wait, I don't know. Maybe I forgot to set the date.
Yesterday was the 22nd, today's the 23rd, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
That is correct.
So the 22nd was a really long day for me, because I woke up at about 2.30 a.m. Australian time.
Does my feet look big?
Then it was... While I was in flight...
My feet look big.
It was tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
Should be.
And then it was today again. That's how long my day has been. I haven't really slept well, because I was sleeping on an airplane that... Apparently couldn't find a place where there was no turbulence.
I like that little dance.
It's Nick. He does things like this.
This is me, surprise.
This is why he is my official co-host.
Yes. Nick, this is my girlfriend Shanna. Shanna, that is Nick.
Hi.
Introductions.
Yeah.
Do you like the timer I made? I made it last show.
Well, I have to listen to the last two shows.
Oh God, you don't want to. Oh yeah, this is episode 1.99999999999. Because I
infinite.
Decided that infinite because I didn't want to do episode 4 without you, and
episode.
So I just kind of abbreviated the show
oh,
two
how cute.
To like 3.
Episode 2, you mean?
Episode 4 is our plug show, which send us plugs to website or websites to plug.
Yeah, I'll make sure to get my website right.
Oh, you should hear the voice. You gotta just listen to him, because Yep.
That was delicious.
Yes. So, bill like a duck, tail like a beaver. It has fur and lay eggs. The platypus is certainly one of the most extraordinary animals found in Australia. It lives in the burrows dug in the bank of lakes and streams in eastern Australia and Tasmania. I am taking off the headset.
Okay, 1 second. I just want to say one more thing. The echidna, which is sort of like an anteater and a porcupine, also lays eggs. That and the platypus are the only two mammals that lay eggs.
What is up with Australian weird animals that are made out of two
other... It's too hot to do things like that. Although its bill resembles that of a duck, it is quite different. It is pliable like soft, moist rubber. And very sensitive.
Sounds like it has a penis on its face.
The platypus feeds mainly on aquatic invertebrates such as tadpoles, small fish, yabbies, larvae, and water snails, which it sucks up like a vacuum cleaner. This animal sounds like a fucking pervert or a pedophile's dream.
Now remember, Charles turned you into a platypus at one point in D&D.
Cry! Where was I?
My girlfriend just lost her seat.
Okay. Where was I? Oh, it swallows some of its food immediately, but stores some of the larger prey in its cheek pouches to be chewed up with the surface of the water.
To hear your own voice, or the voice twice?
The platypus has quite an appetite and consumes nearly half of its own weight in food every night.
No. Put him back on, and then do the Wheel of Katamari.
Oh.
Blonde.
Put it on, and do Wheel of Katamari.
Put them on and sing, because he wants you to hear.
See how cool it sounds. No, you gotta do it. Do it. Not you. Uh-huh. Get the real girl to do it.
Of course, I had to move Doug closer to the microphone so we could hear me actually slapping him.
Yeah, microphone. You want to do it.
She wants to do it, just not on the air.
We love Katamari.
Do it again.
See?
Do it!
We love Katamari.
That's so cool.
Isn't it? Anyway, we're going to go back to reading about the platypus. When at the surface, a platypus opens its nostrils and its eyes, both of which are closed underwater. It can remain underwater for up to 9 minutes, although shorter dives are more common. A platypus grows to a length of about 45 centimeters and weighs about 1 to 2 kilos. Fucking metric system. The male has a poison spur on each hind foot, which produces a venom capable of inflicting excruciating pain and paralysis in humans when injected.
Interesting. I did not know
for
that.
Centimeters to inches. Divide the centimeters by 2.5. For the kilograms to pounds, you want to divide the kilograms by 2.5.
You sound like a radio talk 2.2. Show host.
Again.
You sound like a freak.
This is the why we have him doing things like this. I needed help.
This shy creature has a very sharp eyesight. It is rarely seen in the wild, and some have suggested that it is because they don't like to be laughed at. But the truth is, they prefer a quiet life.
Wombat.
Nick has a slew of little furry
toys.
In the
battle days, the platypus was hunted for its fur, but today it is protected by law. The platypus does not have any natural enemies, except humans, polluting their streams and pesticides. Oh, with pesticides. Photo tip. It's much easier to buy a postcard.
Doug had little plush animals dancing in his face.
I really want to open the canned platypus. Hold it.
Oh.
But you're afraid that it will smell bad?
No, I'm just, like, afraid
it feels empty.
You know, there's, like... God, there's something in there. It's just... I think. I don't know.
There is something in there.
You opened one already, I take it?
Well, they had opened ones in the store.
Oh, okay.
They had canned platypus, canned koala, canned kangaroo, stuff like that.
That's a cool animal.
What was
they
gonna...
They had a canned kookaburra.
Kookaburra. All
right, I can add.
Kookaburra sits in the
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mary, Mary, Kate. Or no, Gumtree.
I completely forgot what I was going to say. Oh, no.
Nick is...
Australia? Back. What's Australia?
Australia.
Doug's handwriting sucks. That's why he types on a computer all day.
That's why I have exceptional typing speed. Because my writing looks like shit.
Oh, what was I going to say? I cannot remember.
Platypus.
Okay.
Maybe it had
sounds
to
like
do...
a bad name for vagina. Platypus.
Platypus.
Or it could just be a bad James Bond villain.
Yeah.
What? Rogues?
Rogues. Original gangsters.
Oh.
Wait till you see the other ones.
Oh, God. There's more? I'm frightened.
You guys
frightened.
Can talk for a second. I'll be
right
back.
Oh, God.
Well, while Doug steps out for a moment.
Excuse me, chair.
Oh, apparently my girlfriend does not want to sit with me. Not good enough for that. But I have Nick. Keep me company.
This one, of course, I've
seen. Yes. The choose your own weapon with a bunch of different dice on it.
I talked about it last episode, but...
That's awesome.
Well, fine, then. How am I supposed to know this? I've been on Australia! So it took me one day to get back from Australia, and it took me 3 days to get down to Australia. Isn't that excellent?
Hmm. So,
because I left on a Tuesday and I landed on a Thursday.
Huh. Oh, that's awesome. Is that what I think that is? Is that magic missile?
It is the white mage or a mage or a blue mage casting magic missile.
It must
Yay.
Be a blue mage.
Yeah.
Guns don't kill people.
Magic missiles do.
That's awesome. Oh, that is beyond awesome.
You know what the best thing about magic missile is? It never misses. Except when you're Kyle.
Announce like the idiot you are.
I have a magic missile! The other mage says, okay, bring it on.
I love D&D.
Doug's gonna die.
Well, yeah.
So I see we got official mic stands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
how
yeah.
poor are you now?
$20 a piece.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a pretty good price.
That's why I bought them. $20 a piece. It's less rigging than it was.
Thank you.
But jerry rigging is so much more fun
it's
for
amusing,
photos.
It's amusing, but I, after like two or three episodes, yeah, the 1.3, I had it hanging up off of a hanger. I got a picture of that too. It's on there. You can see it.
Okay.
I should probably post all the pictures. What?
Yeah, yeah, we should probably post pictures.
Yeah, I'll give you those pictures.
I'll post pictures of Australia for all of you guys too.
It'll be naked pictures of Nick on a beach.
Actually, I kept on trying to get naked pictures of Leslie, but she wouldn't let me.
Bullshit!
No! Seriously! She wouldn't let me take naked pictures of her.
Well, then just take pictures of her next time we go swimming.
She'll let me take nude pictures, but not naked pictures.
As long as they're artistic.
Yeah.
Of course, touche. Ba-dum-tsh. We are actually getting really close to, like, 50 minutes. That's pretty damn good. It's impressive how once this thing starts going, time's like gone.
Yeah. Oh, so I was saying lunch had come and we should talk about monkey ball. And then we talked about
it
for a second.
You just like talking about balls.
Totally.
Especially with Lund.
I have
that's a little disturbing.
I have to call Lund or something. I have to call everybody and tell everybody I want to hang out. Be like, hi, everybody. Hang out.
Like you, come here.
That generally helps in trying to hang out.
Yeah, it does. But then, like, I forget how phones work.
Yeah, it's really... Oh, wait, maybe... Maybe Ryan will call when they're back. And I can molest Ryan anyway. I'll tell him we're recording. Yeah, we're recording in my room.
Dot, dot, dot.
Lock.
You missed it earlier. Earlier I was shaking my fist at the listeners for the lack of virtual blowjobs.
We've only got one.
Yeah, Doug said we got one and it was an audio blowjob.
Yeah.
I forget that one.
That's because it was on episode 1.3.
Oh, okay.
You weren't here.
And it was on episode 1.6 because I figured nobody would want to listen to 1.3 because it was a half an hour of me talking to myself because it was 3:45 on a Sunday morning and nobody was there.
I'm sorry, I passed out.
Yeah, you went to Australia.
It happens.
Well, I didn't go to Australia for another 2 days, but I passed out that day because my dad wanted to hang out with me. And then I passed out the next day because my dad hung out with me that day, too. Oh, so another thing I got. Really, really pretty thing. All the viewers should look at it. See? Isn't it pretty?
Dot, dot, dot.
Ooh. It's flask-tastic.
Yes. I found that flask, $35, and it's got the Grim Reaper on it. And it looks freaking sweet.
Funny, indeed. We were talking about Grim Reapers earlier.
Indeed, as well. What is it filled with?
Oh, rum.
Good call. Good call.
Huh?
Really?
Yeah, I put some Captain Morgan in it. What's good. The point of having a flask if you don't put some rum in it?
That is a good question.
It's screwed on really tight, so.
That's a good idea.
I think he's trying to tell me that I'm a weak little fucker.
My dad couldn't open it. I had to open it for my dad.
I
think there's a trick that...
It seems like all my friends that are 21 that hang out with their dads... Always end up passing out.
There, I loosened it for you, baby.
Nick and Doug were fighting, scuffling over opening the flask.
That's really rum.
Yes, that's rum. That's rum. Captain Morgan. Oh, Bundaberg rum. We have to import some Bundaberg rum.
Were you getting drunk in Australia?
Bundaberg?
Unfortunately, no. But I was playing around with shots of alcohol.
You know what's really good that we should learn how to make? German chocolate cake shots. I'll have my cousin teach me. They're so good and they're so sweet, you don't even know you're drinking alcohol. And you could seriously just drink them all day until you die of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, I never got actually drunk.
Sam
got happy, but I didn't get drunk.
Oh.
I've never been drunk because alcohol is bad.
That's such a lie.
Alcohol is only bad if you're not careful. You
True.
Would be surprised with the level of control you can have if you really believe that you will.
Exactly. Alcohol is only bad if maybe it's bad when you do naked handstands and people only call you so they can get you drunk so you do naked handstands in the street.
It gets really bad if you get so drunk that you black out.
I've done that a couple times.
This one's notorious for that.
It gets bad. It's
liked
bad
those nights.
If you do that.
Did
That's
you wind
bad
up
for the
pants?
Entire party. But it's bad
no.
for you personally if all you do is drink by yourself.
Drinking by yourself is wrong.
Which is, yeah, it's worst thing to do.
Does
Never drink
count?
By yourself. That's why
Wait.
I had to come hang out with you guys
Wait.
Tonight.
Does it count? Does it count if you're drinking with people over the internet?
No.
Only if it's video.
The situation and the person.
Okay, maybe
for
in
you,
a game.
Yeah. For
Why me?
Well, yeah, you're an internet.
I don't know.
No.
I'm not going to get into
Pixar's.
Computer fetish.
Okay, here. Maybe it, okay, it's only okay.
Oh, microphone.
Oh, the microphone just went to Doug's nether region.
Well, the robot penis.
In episode 2, we'll discuss Doug's computer fetish. But
you know that's only 0.1000000000000 at infinite to some one number away.
I mean, like I was saying, it's only okay to drink on people with the internet if it's video chat or if you're in an MMO. Because then everyone's drinking.
Yeah, everyone's drinking in an MMO.
That's but not true.
Okay, well now we gotta...
Everyone fun in an MMO is drunk.
Yes. I'm fun!
Alright, here's...
what you think.
Here's how... Okay, I got a really interesting question.
I'm gonna get beat up by a girl.
Last year...
Again.
Or was it last year or the year before? I think it was the year before, because I still can actually buy alcohol. Not Easter, but a year ago Easter, Gaia was doing the Easter fest and whatever, and I found a thread where people were doing shots every time. It wasn't every time they found an egg, it was if you found an egg on somebody's post, they did a shot.
Ew.
And so they had this entire thread where people were getting drunk because they were doing the shots every time they found the egg on the post. And if you got a basket,
no,
everyone in the thread had to do a shot.
That's a little bit sad.
But you are drinking with other people.
It's a little bit sad.
But that was Gaia, which means they're like 13, 10, 12.
But that's also
10,
a holiday.
12.
Holidays are another good time to drink.
The
holidays
vast majority of Gaia.
Good
Would you quit playing with my butt chin?
Academics. Why do I miss place prostitutes.
What?
Would you just lose a clipboard?
Yes. Oh. So, I'm going to keep this for future reference. Paul refers to clipboards as prostitutes.
Paul, get me the prostitute quickly.
And we've lost them for about another 20 minutes.
Oh man.
But drinking is also okay.
Alcohol.
During it, as long as you keep it like in moderation. A lot of times when you hear college drinking, that's not in moderation.
No, that is not.
Hey, it's Wednesday. Let's drink.
Drink!
Hey, it's Thursday. Let's drink.
Hey, it's Friday.
Let's drink double as much.
Exactly. You have to. You have to enjoy the weekend.
But that is a bit ridiculous.
Now, I'm getting really loud.
Doug's playing with the mic.
I had to do everything in my power to keep that from peaking while keeping us legible. And do you know what's happened in that spot of the couch?
Many things, probably. Oh, we could add to that spot on the couch.
There's room for one more.
We can add our own spot on the couch.
Maybe we can wait until.
Anyways, so, but if you drink, like, once a month, if you drink on a regular basis and drink once a month, then it's still not that bad.
And, of course,
how do your feet not overheat in these socks?
She's wearing my socks, and she just interrupted the drinking rant for socks.
You've got a very specific sock gap.
Paul likes socks.
I have minutes.
You have minutes. Nick has minutes.
When do you take off your pants?
I'm not wearing pants.
When do I take off my...
Your socks.
5704, 5705, 5706, 5707.
Yes, I had a clock. I actually wrote that before the show at Joe's house. That episode was pretty good. Damn it, why do I keep on referring to old shows?
Pants. Take off your pants and jacket.
We have some old shows now.
It's good CD. Like,
this is technically episode 5. If we counted one as, if we counted zero as one, and all of these as actual numbers, this would be 5.
What was the vow that was made if we made it to episode 5?
You would add pictures.
No, was it?
Add I don't pictures? Know. We got to go back to episode
0.
Yeah,
we'd have to listen to 0, or you, the listeners, could just tell us and then make it easier, so we don't have to listen to an hour and a half.
That way, we can be lazy.
Stuff.
Oh, we're totally lazy anyway. It doesn't matter.
So you have to do it, because we're lazy, and we're not going to do anything useful.
And you
ever.
Have to fulfill this, don't
Period.
You?
No.
0.5.
Sex.
Of strength.
Plus agility.
Cricket.
I inserted a cricket to episode 1. Did you hear it?
No.
I forgot to tell you that, didn't I?
Doug just snorted.
Let me guess, you put a really long break after one of my jokes and put in a cricket.
Probably. I don't remember.
You ran over a cricket?
I put a cricket, so I really did.
It is quote-unquote late. I think I have to leave.
It doesn't matter. We're at like 58 minutes, so we have to
close out.
Oh,
so we're getting ready
to
we're closing out soon. Then never mind, I'll just wait till close.
This is the part where we say, hey, had a great show.
Yeah. Something like that.
Ta-da! Okay, we're all doing jazz hands. Ta-da! The jazz fingers. Jazz fingers. Happy fingers, or whatever it is.
Those are pretty happy fingers. I got 2 of them.
Yep, I got 2 of them, too.
I got 2 of them separated.
I have 3.
I've got
the
2
shotgun.
On one hand.
3, 2, 1.
The real shotgun.
No.
Or it's for the one girl that I was with at the time. She liked Halo. I called it the plasma rifle.
The shocker.
It's the plasma rifle when you play Halo.
I thought it was this.
No, it's this. 2 in the pink, 1 in the stink. That's the shocker. Or the plasma rifle.
All right.
Wouldn't your finger get dirty?
Show notes?
Yeah.
No,
you're actually writing down things.
Is this the first time you've done show notes?
Second.
Okay.
This is the second time, because I keep on forgetting to post links and things.
This is the first time that we've had a platypus on the show.
Don't forget you have to do editing, Doug.
I always do anyway.
I know, but just remind you name and number.
Do you think your dad'll care if I
call 888 for a good time?
That'll be a bad thing.
Hey, people call this number. Well, I didn't think about it. It's like, hey, have you ever seen this phone number before? And yeah. So, close out. Can we get our wonderful female voice to do the phone number? You did that so well.
We may just use your pre-recorded voice for future episodes.
Oh, God. You're gonna make me say, like, weird things. Like, things, weird snap. Okay.
Voice editor, just make her sing the Katamari thing all the time.
Thing, Katamari, thing, Katamari.
I'm so gonna finish the new theme song and put that in there. Now I have something to do. I've actually started. I started a real theme song, but it doesn't sound right because I can't figure out where else I want to go. But I think I can do this now. Anyway, we have our voicemail, which is
206-203-3445. Again, 206-203-FIIK.
See? You gotta have her on more often. Just for that.
Call her up while she's at home, sleeping next to me.
Oh, me sleep?
Yeah, she's like me. Sleep with sleep. Occasionally I like to sleep,
Nick.
But...
Yes. Website.
Ah, yes, our website. Good question.
Oh, okay, sorry. Email. You know the email.
Yes.
Our email is fiikpodcast@gmail.com. Remember, that is all one word. fiikpodcast@gmail.com.
I like it how you don't spell out Gmail.
Nope. If you can't spell Gmail, you don't deserve to be sending us email.
Gmale. I wonder if that exists.
Gmail.com.
That's probably a porn site.
Gmail.
Gmail.com.
Actually,
speaking of porn.
No, wait.
Prawn.
Oh yeah, we're closing out. I can't speak to fun.
Do you want to do the email or the website, or should I?
You can do the website.
We have http:////
It matters not.
We'll just do this again. http://, like the two dots, not the thing in your stomach area. /// F. I. Like the letter. I. Again, like the letter. K. Dot. P. O. D. O.
Oh, that's
automatic. A. T. I. C. Dot. C. O. M.
That's com, not org.
I always liked org.
Actually,
I really
all
wish
the Australian websites are .com, .au.
Yeah,
that's how.
Which was really weird seeing that on all the signs.
But what I was gonna say? Oh yeah, no.
I saw an Australian commercial too, where the guy said, "Hey, I want to go skiing for Christmas," as he was walking into a travel agent. The travel agent was like, "Skiing and Christmas, but that's the middle of summer." Remember, their seasons are backwards.
Yeah, that is so bad.
It took me a moment to realize that because their winter is so, like, warm.
Yeah, having Christmas in the summer would just be weird. I mean, Christmas and snow go together.
Yeah,
whenever I see the word organism,
cards
I think
with
it says orgasm.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, okay, that was a very long intro to making sure I keep it at 2 minutes, maybe having a little leeway. Hey, Doug. Hey, Nick, who's in Australia. It's Keith. You know, the one questioning my homosexuality. Dang. I'm multitasking, making business cards, talking to three different people online, and leaving you a voicemail while catching up on your episodes 1.3333333333. Ow, my head. And that says 1.66667. Ah, the pleasures of auto-updating iTunes and their podcast. Yeah, I just wanted to finally leave you guys a message kind of going, yo, you guys rock. And I want to actually push it to the 2-minute mark. I'm not even at a minute yet. I don't know what I'm going to do except for maybe ramble, which may cause me to be ignored, but I don't think so because I'm staying within the 2-minute mark. I just overhit the 1, and, asking my friend if she's turning by now. Canada friends. Woo, Canada. Yes, okay, well, fine. I guess I'm not going to take up 2 minutes of the time. I just, enjoying the podcast. We're having some great special guests. Who knows? You never know what's going to happen or what you guys are going to talk about or forget to talk about. So, yeah. Woo! Go fuck Divino! Yeah. I'm tired. Okay, this is Keith out. You don't turn, you just realize. My friend just said, you don't turn, you die. You just realize you're bi. Okay, and with that, I'm off.
Hey, Doug, and hey, Nick, and hey, Kyle, and hey, Joe, since you did show point, like, 1.666 infinity ad nauseum, this is Marie. I'm leaving a voicemail because I, well, listened to your show that had Kyle and Joe on it, and, well, I got sick and tired of listening to the end of the show where Kyle kept leaving message after message after message after message. So I figured I would listen to Doug's pleas and, you know, leave a message of my own. Why I am calling a voicemail in Seattle at 1 a.m, I will never fully understand. All I know is I am, well, rather horribly addicted to Fucked If I Know. Now that I have listened to this podcast, I insist that you make more, and I insist that you make more. Multiply and go forth into the world. Yeah. Alright, I look forward to your next podcast. Let me know when it's out. Thanks, Doug. Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Joe. Bye.
Hello, guys. It's Keith again. Just remembered one thing to make you guys, or at least you, Dougie, talk about. How did you like the Doctor Who series finale, if you've seen it yet? I will give you this. It's bloody good. Definitely. I watched Doctor Who as well, and I ended up watching it started back last year when they brought it back, and I ended up, you know, getting into it, downloading it, like, hours after it came out. I had the Christmas special on DVD. 9 o'clock Christmas Day. I was so happy. But, oh my gosh, it made me cry and scream and laugh. And it was comparable to the other season finale. Won't ruin it for you, so I will talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, this is the Kyle calling you. The people that don't know. Just giving you a little ring-a-ding, ding-ding, ding, because I'm swimming around in my pool quite a lot, and I am bored during my swimming. Yes, I'm swimming with a cell phone. That can't be safe. But anyways, this is calling because I have discovered, for those of you listeners of the podcast that have not heard it from me already, and for those of you who are in the podcast who have not heard it already, and who also, by the slimmest of chances, give a shit, you know, Tenacious D, Jack Black and Kyle Gass, the two most amusing musicians in the world, in my opinion, Tenacious D will be starring in a new movie, apparently, coming out sometime in 2006. Entitled Tenacious D in the Pick of Destiny. I just found that out spontaneously last night, and, you know, felt that it would be a suitable thing to rant about. My boredom of going around the pool. Well, I have no idea how long this has taken, so I will just cut it short there, and I will listen to the next podcast soon, hopefully. Bye-bye.
I gotta have the dead air to cut around, and I gotta cut that.
Can't you just add dead air? Cut a clip of dead air and add it?
Yeah, but I wanted a gap.
Oh, so you don't have... Gaging gap!
So I don't have to go and cut, like, right between that. Because then I gotta, like...
Good point.
I got, like, a shitload of cut just at the end, so...
Don't cut it. It was spiffy.
Australians don't wear bathing suits. You see, they wear costumes. But because Australians like to shorten everything, they refer to themselves as Aussies. And they wear their cozzies down by the beach.
Oh, raffle.
That is my best attempt at an Australian accent. And it really sucks!
You're one crazy boy.
I'm gonna get sleep deprived.
You should see me bet.
That ain't gonna happen. Unless, like, we trade or, like, swing
I'm
or
just
something.
Gonna leave it there. I had other things I wanted to say, but I'm just gonna leave it there.